Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili mhla ka 24 zibandlela 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bonani uba upresident umgqabo wenza ngabomu ukuthi idili lakhe ele birthday le lenziwe eMatopo ngoba uzananzela ukuthi eMatopo ke duze lalapho abazayenzela khona idili labo ele birthday kamgqabele 93 years kule Balagwe camp lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kakhulu ngesikhathi seground.
UZulu uyalisola kakhulu inyathelo lokuthi umkhosi wokujabulela ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe wenzelwe eMatopo esigabeni seMandebeleni.
Umuntu ole 93 years ube kuthiwa khona ubusilizwe. Lwani umuntu sokufana lokuthi bamhlupha nje ukuthi avuka namhlanje uyafuneka kuleliya ilizwe lithile kule meeting. Fike zilalele asazwa lutho.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa zincoma umkhokheli we-EFF omnumzana Julius Malema ngokuphumela egcekeni esithi umongameli Mugabe akahlale phansi esuke esihlalweni. Owake waba ngumphathintambo wezemfundo lezemidlalo kuhulumende womanyano umnumzana David Coulthard uthi inkokheli yizo ezidala ukuba ezemidlalo zingaphumeleli eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umthwakazi uyalisola kakhulu inyathelo lokuthi umkhosi wokujabulela ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe wenzelwe eMatopo duze leBalagwe besithi lokhu kunjengokujabulela ukubulawa kwabantu inkulungwane ezedlula ezingamachumi amabili ngombhuqazwe weGugurawundi kunye labajikelwa bephila emgodini weBalagwe lapho okwakusembiwa khona igolide. Unompumelelo Moyo siphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo eseMatopo.
Minyaka yonke ngoNhlolanja 21 umongameli Mugabe wenzelwa umkhosi wokuthakazelela ilanga lakhe lokuzalwa ngabenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo bezanu PF e-21st Movement bekhetha lapho owenzelwa khona. Lonyaka indawo abayikhethileyo ichiye umthwakazi ebambe owangaphansi ethi lokhu yikudelelwa okuphindiweyo okukhombisa ukuba umgabe uyajabula ngesenzo sakhe sombhuqazo weGugurawundi awenza eBalagwe lakwezinye indawo. Uchalimani wezaphu ezansi eMandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi umgabe uyadelela okuphindiweyo njalo njengebandla badabukile kakhulu ngaleli nyathelo.
Azihlungu ukuthi bathi bayaselebrate khona, so thina sithi abantu bakithi ababulawayo bonke eMatebeleni ngayo bakubona lokhu bengayi khona kucelebration le ngoba uyaselebratewa umuntu ebulele izihlobo zeni lisetshenziswa lifana labantu ababe bengacabangi abantu ake sitshintsheni ingqondo abantu beMatebeleni.
Umongameli weMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo yena uthi balokudana okukhulu ekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bangayi kulo mcimbi.
Ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party alithokozi ngokuzwa umbiko ukuthi iZanu PF izocelebrate ilanga lokuzalwa kukaRobert Mugabe mhla ka 21 February eMatopo okuyindawo eUnder eMat South Province lapho umbhuqazwe owabulala kakhulu khona abantu bakithi bejikelwa endaweni yeBalagwe.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi abezanu PF benza ngabomo ukwenzela idili leli eBalagwe ethi ukuhlukuluza abantu ebathunuka izilonda zokubulawelwa izihlobo ethi inhlamba enkulu.
Bonani uba upresident umgqabo wenza ngabomu ukuthi idili lakhe ele birthday le lenziwe eMatopo ngoba uzananzela ukuthi eMatopo ke duze lalapho abazayenzela khona idili labo ele birthday kamgqabele 93 years kule Balagwe camp lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kakhulu ngesikhathi seGugurawundi.
Umnumzana Samuel Khumalo webandla le-MDCT uthi okwenziwe ngumongameli kulihlazo njalo kuveza ukuba lokhe elengqondo yokufuna ukubulala.
Kona bona laba abantu abayiba bayenza amavenyu akhona incanga ukukhangela ungani kulenye inhloso yabo abalayo ngoba yona into yakhona kayikhwabitheki ikakhulu ukukhangela ukuthi indawo leyo abafuna ukwenza kiyo kufe abantu abaningi.
Umabhalane wenhlanganiso yebhethu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo yena uthi kulusizi ukuthi umuntu angakhetha ukuyagida phezu kwamangcwaba awadalayo ethi ngabe uthatha imali yomcimbi lo ayefundisa intandane zabantwana babantu ababulalayo.
Kulusizi ukuthi umuntu ahambe egida lapho okulamangcwaba khona ikakhulu amangcwaba abangelwe nguye. Besingakukhangelelanga ukuthi yena lo baba ngelanga lakhe ahambe eBhalakwe ngoba eBhalakwe indawo lapho kugcwele khona amangcwaba abantu ofundisa abantwana intwembi.
IBhalakwe indawo edume ngamangcwaba abantu ababulawa ngabaphoselwa emgodini owawusenjiwa igolide. Abanye baphoselwa bagqitshelwa bephila ngesikhathi sombhuqazo weGugurawundi njalo uZulu sewaze wayehaya ngengoma ngoba ihlala isemlonyeni wabo. Okudanisa iningi elidabuka ezigabeni zeMandebeleni laseNkabazwe yikuthi uMongameli Mugabe akazake axolise ngalesi siga asenzayo sokuthuma ibutho lakhe ukuyabulala abantu ecathange lokuthi wayejonye ukubulala abahlamuki. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso emela izisebenzi zemigodini eNational Mine Workers Union of Zimbabwe ikhuthaza amankampani emigodi ukuba athuthukise imisebenzi yawo ngendlela ezaphathisa izisebenzi zonke hathi inkokeli kuphela. Intatheli izindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokhu kulandela impumela yenhlolisiso eyenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Chamber of Mines eveza ukuba kungaba lentuthuko emsebenzini wokwemba lonyaka eZimbabwe. Unobhala wenhlanganiso ye-Mine Workers Union of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Sylvester Mshayike uthi ukuqheliswa komsebenzi noma kungaba khona akuphathisi izisebenzi kangakho ngoba kuvele kulodubo lwesiholo eliphansi abanini amabhizimusi bekhala ngendleko enkulu yokuholisa izisebenzi.
Engikubona yikuthi ama wages are heavy phezulu from CEO down to the manager. I-level yonalo yiyo i-level eyiphambanisa mining, so isebenze esiphansi kazila lutho.
Umnumzana Trust Nubo osebenzelana nenhlanganiso zabatsha uthi lolu ludubo abahlala belisana lalo ngoba lungahlaseli abemigodi kuphela kodwa lakubomasipala labanye abamabhizimusi okuthi sokudingakala ukuba lulungisiswe.
Ludubo esingathi ilizwe leli liphathene lakho, so kumele kukhangelele ukuthi kube le salaries commission ukuthi ihambe inanzelele ilungise nje ukuthi yena umuntu vele kumele ehole imali enganani kumayesebenza umsebenzi othile.
Umushayike uthi sikhuluma kanje izisebenzi zingaba lenhlanhla lonyaka zingengezelelwa ikolo ngesilinganiso sokwedlula okubili ekhulwini 2% ngoba abanye sebelesikhathi lalelo liholo bengalitholi. Ethi okudingakalayo yikuba abemigodi bathuthukise ukusebenza kwabo ngoba eminye efana le-platinum ilahlekelwa yinzuzo ngokuthumezela i-platinum engahluzwanga ngaphandle kwelizwe. Khona kungenzakala ukuba kudingwe imitshina yokwehlukanisa i-palladium, i-radium le-platinum ngokwayo ingakayethengiselwa phandle kwelizwe.
Sina sihambisa ama-concentrate. Sina lapha kasazi ukuthi sipheni i-South Africa. Bayadeclare lokho akufunayo. Basitshela ukuthi i-recovery yabo ibe yi-30% kumbe 60%. But thina asikwazi. So kutsho ukuthi siyasebenzela mahhala.
Izisebenzi eziningi emgodini zithola ikholo eliphansi kwe-poverty datum line engama-200 lengxenye amadola ngenyanga kodwa abanye babaqondisi bona bethola inkulungwane ezingama-50 zamadola $50,000 ngenyanga benikezwa njalo izimota zakulezi nsuku njalo bebhatalelwa imali yemfundo yabantwababo. Abanini bamakampani emigodi bahlala bekhala ngenkinga abathi babhekana lazo ezifana lokusindwa yindleko yekholo kunye lokusilela kwemali yokuqhelisa imisebenzi yabo, ukusilela kukagetsi, imitshina esigugile lokunye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa sezincome umkhokheli webandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, i-EFF, umnumzana Julius Malema, ngokuphumela egcekeni esithi uMongameli Mugabe akehle esihlalweni lokusola iZANU-PF ngokuthi ancintise ukhetho luka-2018. UBenedict Nhlapho sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ekhuluma emhlanganweni wabezindaba eJohannesburg izolo, umnumzana Malema uthi kulusizi ukubona umuntu osekhulile njengomongameli Mugabe elokhu esalela esihlalweni. UMalema owayesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela kwakhe uhlelo lokuthathwa ngodliko omhlabathi eZimbabwe uthi ngendlela umongameli Mugabe asekhule ngayo asisekho isizathu sokuthi aqhubeke esesihlalweni.
President Mugabe stay in power and him being a presidential candidate in 2018.
Ukwalela kukamongameli Mugabe esihlalweni lalokhu ukuthi nguye ozancedisa ukuba esikhundleni sikamongameli ngo-2018 kubi. Into le enziwa ngabasekeli beZANU-PF akusinto enhle ebantwini beZimbabwe. Kusadek loba enhlosweni zokuthatha umhlabathi e-Afrika ngoba labo abebekhokhela lowo mzabalazo kabasafuni ukusuka ezikhundleni.
UMalema uthi loba kukunengi umongameli Mugabe asekwenzele ilizwe sekuyisikhathi sokuyaphumula.
We celebrate what he has done and will continue his legacy. But grandpa, it's enough now. You must let go.
Siyamncoma ngalokho esekwenzile njalo siyaqhubekela phambili umsebenzi wakhe. Kodwa ke babamkhulu sekwanele. Yehla esihlalweni utshele abanye. Baningi abasakhulayo ebandleni leZANU-PF abakwazi mhlophe ukuthi kuyini okulungele izwekazi leAfrika.
Amazwi kaMalema sethole usekelo olukhulu kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Thabiso Ngwenya uthi kalikho elinye iqiniso eledlula lelo elikhulunywe umnumzana Malema.
Umuntu ole 93 years kube kuthiwa khona ubusilizwe. Lwana umuntu sokufana lokuthi bayamhlupha nje. Ukuthi avuka namhlanje uyafuneka kuleli ayilizwe lithile kule meeting. Fike zilalele kasazwa lutho.
Omunye layo weZimbabwe ongathandanga ukuthi igama lakhe livezwe. Uthi vele abasekeli beZANU-PF labo bakwazi mhlophe ukuthi uMugabe kasenelisi ukubusa.
UMugabe lwana uyi umbrella yabo, so makuphuma yena bengazithola maybe abaningi bakhona sebehlupheka empilweni, abanye maybe sokuvela amanye amacala angaziwayo, because ngendlela iZANU-PF operator ngakhona ngathi kunesitsotsi esiningi esenzakalayo kuphathileyo.
Abanye ke bancoma uMalema ngokutshela isadi ukuthi ifunde enhlanganisweni ye-ECOWAS ngemva kokuthumela amasotsha ukuyakhipha ngenkani obengumongameli weGambia obesesalela esihlalweni ngemva kokunqotshwa ekhethweni. Kodwa-ke uMalema ubuye wasola ibandla le-MDC esithi libandla lisetshenziswa ngamazwe aphesheya afuna ukubuyisela emuva uhlelo lokwabiwa komhlabathi okuyinto eseyaphikwa kanengi yi-MDC. Esephendula inkulumo kaMalema, ilunga leZANU-PF ePhalamende umnumzana Psychology Maziwisa ubhale kuFacebook esithi uMalema yindotshelana nje ezama ukuzicandela udumo kwezombusazwe. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Alamuhla kuLive Talk kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lwe The Connection sixoxa ngomdlalo wenguqu owenkezo ye-Africa Cup of Nations. Iqembu leZimbabwe ama-Warriors seliphumile kumncintiswano lo ngemva kokunqotshwa izolo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 uze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangeni esigabeni silandelayo, wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulamapholisa ayisikhombisa afileyo ekudubukeni okwenzakale enkambeni yamapholisa edolobheni le-Afgoye eliduze lesigodlo seSomalia iMogadishu lamhlanje ekuseni. Abahlengi bakwele Italy babika ukuba inani lasebefile engozini yokudilika kwenye ihotela esentabeni kulelo lizwe eHotel Rigopiano edolobheni leFarangidogilo seliqonge lafika kwabalitshumi lane. Ikomiti yedale lephalamende ebona ngezemali iphakathi kokuloba umthetho oza kwenza kube licala ukwala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwama-bond notes. Ikomiti le ithi ifuna njalo abazatholakala besehlisa isindo semali le bejeziswe kalukhuni. I-bond note eyethulwe ekupheleni komnyaka osanda kwedlula ilesi sindo esilingana lesedola leMelika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi ecubungela ezemthetho umnumzana kucacaphulu ongumsekeli njalo kamongameli webandla le People's Democratic Party iPDP.
Into yenzakalayo mina kayingimangalisi ngoba the moment befaka umthetho wama-bond notes, ufaka ama-bond notes, abantu abaningi babe futhi ngabawafuni ngoba lama-demonstrations and so forth. Mina ngokwami angingathisani nomuntu endlela ngathatha ama-bond notes. Kodwa ngilethemba ukuthi bakhona somewhere. We remember ngabo-2008 crisis. They criminalized economy bamba, bethatha impahla zabantu, betshontsha, bezenzani. So I'm not surprised that there. In fact, I predicted that they would criminalize in the ama-bond notes. Pending, you know, towards the election. That means $25 or $10, but $100. But I want to know who point out was I'm going to get money. So then it's clear.
Kanti wona ama-powers la kuthiwa ngama-presidential powers nxa kuyikuthi sesebenzisile umongameli kungani asefuna futhi ukuthi kube lexakela eliza kwenza ukuthi abantu babotshwe?
Uhlupho esinalo ukuthi ama-powers lanala nxaazasetshenziswe upresident Mugabe nezamtisi bane-2/3 majority overwhelming e-parliament. They can always pass a law through parliament. So I'm taking up on the one in parliament. And I don't say the Fuma, the Nanga, the thousands and legends, no. Who's on the owner of parliament? And it took this majority there was created. Why is the corner? It's kind of because of the parliament. But it kept your corner. It has made so overwhelming when people were fired from parliament because of Tangarai. And it means we really don't have the peers that live in parliament. And there's no chance that we don't have elections can matter up to the majority. So if Zimbabwe is one which madness in the lay in the they ought to vote for parties that don't believe in doing these things. Because some people will continue to do these things. They should instead come apart and look at our issues now. It's a political question. It's not a legal question. It's political through and through. And some people are desperate for people to accept these bond notes. Well, you know, the economy that is, I don't know what I'm doing across an election. So they want to go back to printing money. It's about printing money.
Kanti kona vele imali yini kumbe kuyini njengoba kwesinye isikhathi siyasizwe umnumzana Manguja esithi yena kaso mali ngama incentives.
Ayisiyo mali ngoba ngalaleka kuhle abantu abazekhuluma ngento zemkhonweni le. Ngathanda i-document kaBito, i-document kaPresident uBito ethi ayisiyo. Imali is not a paper or a coin. That coin is a representation of imali. So, Kima, as long as we are not manufacturing or creating value and exporting, getting US dollar into our country, getting foreign currency, whether from China or from wherever, can't see the mind. That is one thing I was going to know, but those prints, I'm a paper, and call I'm a paper, I'm a man. And I'm not going to incentive, I'm not going to incentivize one. I'm going to export a paper, that is never a paper. My return.
Alo ke umnumzana kucacaphulu ingcwethi ecubungela ezemithetho njalo engumsekeli kamongameli webandla le People's Democratic Party iPDP. Umnyaka wedlule ubone abasakhulayo beZimbabwe abaningi besethula imbono yabo ngokuphathelane lendaba ezithile ezithinta impilo zabo kwezombusazwe ezenotho lokunye kunenginengi ngokutshengisela izidaladeni langokuloba enkundleni eziningi zebulenjini ezifana labo Twitter, Facebook lezinye. Isakhamuzi sakobulawa njalo engosakhulayo umnumzana Pluto Ntabende yena ucabange ukuveza umbono wakhe emele abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe efundisana labo ngezombusazwe esebenzisa ibhuku lakhe alilobileyo lilesihloko esithi The Political Dilemma. Asizweni ingxoxo ayenze lo Mike Hobe we Studio 7.
Ibhuku leli lika ngena indaba lezombusazwe eZimbabwe kwakathesi njengoba sifika bekane lokhetho lika-2018 ikahle kahle lona lijonge ukukhuthaza abatsha ukuba bezibone bephatheka kwezombusazwe.
Lapho ube ubhala leli bhuku ubucabanga abatsha kuphela na noma ubucabanga ukuthi wonke umuntu uzolifunda leli bhuku?
Lona belikhangele kakhulu abatsha, kodwa lethemba lokuba liyabalwa wonke umuntu ukuze bebone izinto ngeso labatsha.
Wena njengombhali owencwadi njalo ungumuntu osasemutsha, awungitshele umbono wakho mayelana ngale ndaba zombusazwe eZimbabwe.
Le indaba esithuphayo, into engasibhekane nayo ukuba abantu abaningi abaphatheki kulezi ndaba zepolitiki ngama-reason amaningi. Abanye besaba, abanye nje bazibona kungabaliyo into wakhona.
Wena uzizwe kanjani lapho wezwa ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe uzobe ngena kumncintiswano wokudinga uMongameli ngomnyaka ozayo?
Leyo ngenye indaba leyo ehluphayo. Kodwa-ke abantu beZimbabwe balelungelo lokuzikhethela umuntu abamfunayo. Uma bebona umuntu osebangeni lakhe elokhu efuna ukuqhubeka, bazofuna eqhubeke, bazamkhetha. Kodwa-ke okuqakathekileyo ukuthi wonke umuntu akhethe umuntu amfunayo.
Thina abantu abatsha kumele sikhangeleleni okuzophumayo kule ncwadi yakho?
Incwadi leyi izabe inika abantu abatsha izizathu zokuba bezibone bephatheka endaweni zombusazwe, njalo izabe ibanika isamari yama-parties esilawo kathesi, lama-options abalawo sesiya ku-2018.
Kule ncwadi yakho uzobe uxoxisana mayelana nale system ezayo le ethiwa yi-biometric voting system na?
Iyakuthinta lakho khona lokho okunye okuthintwa libhuku leli.
Uzobe ukhipha leli bhuku nini njalo izobe ibiza malini?
Ngomhlaka 4 February official launch izaba ikhona ePub eBulawayo Public Library, izobe lithengiswa nge-$5 nje kuphela.
Lo-ke ngumlobi osakhulayo uPluto Ntabende ubexoxa emoyeni leStudio 7 eBulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe Warriors uWillard Gatsande uthi sechile ukudlalela leli qembu ngemva kokunqotshwa kwalo yiTunisia nge-4-2 izolo okwenze lakhitshwa kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. UGatsande utshele umsakazo weSuperSport ukuthi uthethe leli nyathelo ngoba efuna ukuba abanye abadlali bathole ithuba mhlawumbe bengenza ngcono kulaye. Iphephandaba lemagazini yakwele South Africa iKickoff lalo libika ukuba umqeqeshi weqembu uKalisto Basua ulakho ukuthiya umsebenzi. Kodwa ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eGabo ngemva komdlalo wayizolo, uBasua uthe iZimbabwe ihle yalahleka ekuqaleni komdlalo.
Lapse of concentration maybe in the first minutes of the game made us maybe to lose the game. If you would see me
ukungazinikeli kakhulu ekuqaleni komdlalo yikho okwenze sanqotshwa, ngoba ungakhangela abadlali bethu bebechiya abadlali beTunisia bebodwa. Lokho yikho okuhle kwasibulala. Kuhlandla lesibili bazamile kodwa baphanjaniswe kakhulu yikuphikisana lezinqumo zikaNompembe. Lokho kubaphazamisile sibili, bacina sebesenza amaphutha abangele ukunqotshwa kwethu.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi kamqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors uKalisto Phasuwa. Ukuhlaziya umdlalo wayizolo, uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcweti kwezemidlalo Ezra Chisasibanda.
Abafana basenzele inkemenkeme, abafana badabukisile, babulala inhliziyo zethu, basususa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngokudlala amanyala abawenze endaweni le-AFCON 2017. Ukhumbule leli qembu ukubana-ke liqembu-ke elinikezwe imali eningakhulu engazake linikezwe abanye abadlali abake badlala ngaphambilini bedlalela iqembu-ke leZimbabwe. Hhayi, umqeqeshi walo-ke ubaba lo uKalisto Phasuwa, hayi, kukhanya ngani kuyamehlula. Ungakhohlwa ukubana langothi ngechani liyana ngazange ngiwine ngithi umdlalo owodwa, ichani eyenzakalayo umnyaka lo ophelileyo. Kukanti-ke lo nyaka njalo AFCON ngoba ngathi umdlalo owodwa uthole-ke i-draw kuphela. Ngakho-ke hhayi, kakulalutho laphana okumele kwenzakale ukubana-ke ubaba
abanye bathi iChisa uPaswa ngeke simsole kakhulu, abadlali mhlawumbe yibo abangelahlonzi. Othini ngalokho?
Ntunga, umdlalo webhola ubizwa ngolotho oqeqesha iqembu yiko ngazokhangela emaqembu amakhulu abafana nabo yimvindi United States of America ukhala lama clubs o Arsenal o Chelsea ngayiqembu lingawina umqeqeshi ngiyoxoxa ngoba laba abadlali bakhethwa nguye ke lo mqeqeshi uphaswa nguye onxusela abafana ukuthi babuye baningi abadlali ezimbabwe wabanxusa babuye ngawukhangela igame unazi ibhora uzazibuza ukuthi kungani bedlala ke laba ke esizama midfielders amabili ama-technic sisters ngemva kwe-striker esisodwa abe ngumuntu ongafuna ukunqoba lo angeke unqobe ngendlela adlale ngayo i-formation le edlaleyo isebenzi le edlala leli qembu ngakho-ke abantu bangasoli abadlali kuphela abasole labona ukubana umfana lo kuthiwa ngundoro ukhona emfake kanje uhlohlile izolo abanye kabafakanga kulo mfana okuthiwa nguhadebe wethimithihadebe kabadlalisanga ungcono kamroyiwa we-dynamos kumele ukuthi afake abadlali ngokuba kubona ukuthi bazinjani ibhora hhayi ukuthi abadlali laba abangani mami kume ngabafana bami.
Izifa yona imingaphi kulokhu Tshisa ngoba bakhona abanye abathi ukubola okukhona kuqala kuzifa.
Abantu bengathi njalo ke izifa ke ikhona izifa siyakwazi ukuthi iyehluleka okunye kwehlulekayo kodwa kungakhohlwa ukuthi laba bantu ke abakhokelwa nguthiya ngoba angene ngomnyaka ophelileyo ingene ngomnyaka ophelileyo izimbabwe yangena ke emidlalweni emikhulu amantombazane ahamba ku-World Cup ukanti ke abafana bezimbabwe i-national side esikhuluma ngayo kwamanje lihamba ke ku-AFCON izifa inikeze abafana lapha izimali nazo zibonakale kahle sizoxoxa ke silandi 1.5 million lapho abantu banabahlala besola izifa yithiwe edlala ibhola abadlali banikeziwe bakhala bathi abafuna ukuya laleziva vele zibafakwe ehoteleni bahlala ngehoteleni abayifunayo bathi bafuna ama-allowances bawanikezwa leyo ma-allowances selisola izifa ke selisolani khonapo.
Lo ngu-Ezra Tshisa Sibanda, ingcweti kwezemidlalo. Kunjalo nje owake waba ngumphathintambo wezemfundo lezemidlalo kuhulumende womanyano u-David Coulthard uxoxe lo Joseph Njanji esikhuluma ke ngodaba lwezemidlalo.
Umnumzana Coulthard ubekhuluma phezu kokudlala kweqembu elimela isizwe emidlalweni yenguqu lama-Warriors lona ebeliphatheke kumncintiswano wamazwe akuzwekazi lase-Africa i-Africa Cup of Nations equtshelayo elizweni le-Gabon. Iqembu lezimbabwe liphushe imidlalo yalo yesibaya sikagroup B lisemsileni wengalane ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikelobhanqa 2-2 leqembu le-Algeria emdlalweni walo wakuqala kwathi emdlalweni wesibili litshayo nge-2 kanyange le-Senegal kuthi emdlalweni wesithathu libhaxabulwe nge-4-2 ngeletunisia ngomvulo webusuku. UCoulthard uthi iqembu lezimbabwe lilabadlali abalesiphiwo kodwa kabatholi usekelo kuyinto ebhekane labezemidlalo bonke nje elizweni.
Well, it was wonderful that we qualified. It's been the perennial problem.
Kuhle ukuthi senelise ukunqoba ukuthi singene kumncintiswano lo AFCON njengeZimbabwe. Kodwa kuhlala kuyinkinga emidlalweni yeZimbabwe endabeni yenkokheli. Silabadlali abanelisayo abalezipho. Kodwa singathi singakhangela inkokheli zehluleka ukusekela laba abezemidlalo. Ungakhangela abadlali abakuqembu leZimbabwe abalethalenta lokuncintisana noma ngubani e-Africa kodwa amalungiselelo abo ahlala ebaphambanisa kubana bedlale kuhle.
Ngokwakuqala ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe liphutshe imidlalo yalo kumncintiswano we-AFCON lingazange linqobe njengoba ngomnyaka ka-2004 langomnyaka ka-2006 laqeda linqobe kumdlalo walo wesithathu wezibaya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe uCalisto Basua yena osolwa ngabaningi ngemva kokudliwa kweqembu lama-Warriors ukhale ngonompembe obatshayele emdlalweni wabo leTunisia.
Sisuke salibala ekuqaliseni komdlalo lokho kwenze sadliwa ngoba sisuke sabanika amathuba okutshayela egedini bengamakwanga. Ehlandleni lesibili siqale kahle kodwa ukwenza kwanompembe kusuke kwangena emakhanda abafana kwayenza bengayenelisi ukubana bephakamise umdlalo wabo.
Umlandeli weqembu lama-Warriors uSibonakaliso Ndlovu akavumelani lo mqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors athi uzama ukucatsha ngomunwe.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande Lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.